This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Man behind bars this morning after allegedly biting another man's nose off during a bar fight. The victim is recovering and police are now reviewing the incident, which was caught on surveillance video. It's a story we brought you yesterday here on KRDO's Morning News. That footage showing Cornelius Ellis leaning on the counter of Antique Billiards Museum late Sunday night. That's near the Citadel Mall. The owner of the pool hall says that trouble began when Ellis began hitting on the bartenders who were working there. As they tried to ignore his advances, another patron got involved and the two began fighting. That, of course, before Ellis bit the other man's nose off.
It appeared that when the fight broke out, a man caused significant injury to another person. He then fled the billiard hall and there was only one or two patrons left in the billiard hall. Everybody else had cleared out.
Robert Tornabean with Colorado Springs Police say that staffers were able to help them find Ellis, and once they did, they took him into custody without issue. He's now facing assault charges for the incident currently at the El Paso County Jail.
The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says they've pulled a good amount of fentanyl pills and a handgun off the streets. Deputies say they made this discovery inside a stuffed animal thanks to the help of canine officer Ito. They found the contraband while responding to a rollover crash on I-25 near mile marker 112 north of Pueblo. Witnesses say that they saw someone from the crash throw the backpack in a trash can at a nearby rest stop. They informed the sheriff's deputies. The Colorado State Patrol is now helping to investigate. A business owner in Colorado Springs reported an assault to Colorado Springs police just after 7 last night. Police say the suspect, James Feller, threatened to shoot the victim and their family before fleeing the scene. When officers arrived to the scene near I-25 in Uinta, the business owner identified Felter as the suspect. Felter then ran toward the business owner, but the officer was able to step in and separate the two. No weapon was found. Felter was charged with multiple crimes.
Colorado Springs police are asking for the public's help in helping to find a missing 15-year-old girl. The police department says that Leah Collins was last seen at her home on Statute Drive in northeast Colorado Springs on February 17th. That teen has not been in contact with friends or family, did not have access to money or transportation. At the time of her disappearance, she's described as 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 120 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. The process of selecting jurors in the upcoming murder trial of Letitia Stout continuing today in Colorado Springs. Prosecutors and defense attorneys began interviewing potential jurors yesterday. That process is expected to take nearly 2 weeks as the upcoming trial and media coverage related to the Stout case are expected to complicate juror selection. A pool of over 100 eligible jurors will be reduced to the final 16 on April 3rd, the opening day of statements to be presented. Stout is accused of killing her 11-year-old stepson Gannon in El Paso County back in 2020.
A crash at a Colorado Springs home left a truck sitting on top of an overturned car yesterday. Photos from the crash on Vicky Lane show a home with significant damage to the area around the garage, including the garage door. The truck reportedly hit a car in the driveway of the house, causing it to flip over before the truck landed on top of it. Witnesses said the crash may have been caused by a medical emergency.
High school teachers in Academy School District 20 taking a new mass shooter training course yesterday. Teachers and staff learned how to use a tourniquet, wrap up a gunshot wound, and how to apply correct pressure. D20 leaders say the November mass shooting at Club Q prompted them to find a new active shooter course for their teachers. Discovery Canyon School nurse Bob Fredericks said that crucial life-saving techniques only take about 60 minutes to learn, but can help save lives of people in upwards of just 10 seconds.
Trauma happens from any kinds of situation, and whether you're alone or out in the forest or in a club or anything like that, trauma can happen anywhere.
During the course, educators were able to learn how to properly wrap a tourniquet, pack a gunshot wound, and medically assist if needed. So far, 21 teachers have volunteered to take the course, and district officials say there are plans to expand that training next year.
A dispute between two women who accused each other of threatening behavior on the Manitou Incline is headed for mediation. The two women appeared in a courtroom in Colorado Springs yesterday to talk to a judge about the dispute that allegedly has turned physical at times. Noelia Sanchez has sought a permanent restraining order against Chesede Geisler, saying the woman has threatened, pushed, and stalked her on the incline and other trails.
She put her arms up like that, and she said, "You better be careful. You want to hurt yourself, and tell everyone I did this." And I looked at her, and I said, "You probably will."
Geisler denies the allegation, saying she's been targeted for harassment designed to keep her from running the incline. The judge in the case extended a temporary restraining order to keep the women apart, but ordered them to take part in this mediation next week.
A Pueblo school district planned to open two new high schools in the coming months is continuing on schedule. D6 Tree officials say construction on East and Centennial High Schools will be complete by May 1st. A ribbon cutting ceremony for East High School will be held on May 15th, while Centennial will have its ceremony on May 22nd. Ribbon cutting ceremonies for three other schools currently under construction are expected to take place in August.
Calm weather remains for the morning and afternoon hours today. You do need an extra layer out the door, but we warm up nicely. 57 the high in the spring, 64 over in Pueblo. For that day tomorrow, winds really ramp up, upwards 70 mile per hour gust, and fire weather makes a return. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rock.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.